Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
Sir, it's a disgrace. This government has three housing ministers to do a job, and none of them have been able to do anything that can give us any hope.
Labour's David Shearer speaking in the Wednesday general debate, and one of those three housing ministers is Paula Bennett.
Today we had the really embarrassing spectacle of Paula Bennett having to apologise about a smear campaign out of her office against Huamoana Dennis in Tapuia Marae, a man who has led the charge on homelessness.
Information about a police investigation into Mr. Dennis, leaked to a journalist by one of Ms. Bennett's staff members, was earlier the subject of questions to her from her Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
Was the staff member who joined her for the meeting with Huamoana Dennis at the Mount Eden Cafe the same staff member who passed the information about the police investigation to the journalist?
Speaker, the Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, I'm unwilling to confirm or deny whether or not it was the same staff member because I think it might identify them and I don't think that is fair.
Labour's Grant Robertson complained to the Speaker, saying that Mr Twyford had not asked for the staff member's name.
I don't see how that could identify a particular person one way or the other.
I refer the member to Speaker's Ruling 1933.
Which allows ministers to consider the public interest, commercial sensitivity and privacy as reasons for not answering questions.
And on this case, I think that test has been met.
Supplementary question, Phil Twyford.
Will she take responsibility for the culture in her office that allowed a staff member to think it's okay to leak details of a police investigation into a private citizen?
The Honourable Speaker, Paula Bennett.
Well, Mr Speaker, there is not a culture. As I've said, it is unacceptable and it should not have happened.
The housing issue was also raised with the Prime Minister, John Key, by Greens co-leader James Shaw.
When was the last time that the Prime Minister walked down Queen Street or Lambton Quay or Colombo Street and noticed the growing number of people sleeping in shop doorways and thought to himself, this is the brighter future I promised 8 years ago?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, as I go around New Zealand, what I do see is a country that is a lot more confident in itself. It sees high growth around the country. I see a lot of optimism and people benefiting from the National-led government. And I think that's why this government's enjoyed the kind of electoral support we have.
See the people sleeping in doorways, does he?
Order.
And there were questions from Mr Key's Immigration Minister, Michael Woodhouse, about the decision to raise the refugee quota from 750 to 1,000 in 2018. This one from his Labour shadow, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Why won't he simply follow Amnesty International and the Red Cross and double the quota when the Prime Minister says we've got $3 billion for tax cuts and we've got $20 billion for the Defence Force, why can't he find the resources to double the quota?
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
I think that's a question that he could ask of his own party when they were in government for 9 years and did absolutely nothing. I'm very proud of the response that this government makes to refugee support in New Zealand.
Order.
Michael Woodhouse also spoke in the general debate, attacking New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters for his speech on Tuesday about the Orlando nightclub massacre.
Without doubt, Mr Speaker, the most vile, spiteful, hateful and ignorant intervention I have heard in my time in this Parliament, that from the leader of the New Zealand First Party, Winston Peters. And I reckon it plumbed a new low, even by that member's standards.
There was also a request to introduce a members' bill to double the refugee quota to 1,500. It came from the Greens immigration spokeswoman.
Denise Roach.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. I seek leave to introduce the Immigration Refugee Quota Amendment Bill in my name and for the bill to be set down for the first reading next Members' Day.
Leave a sort for that course of action. Is there any objection?
Yes.
So the bill stays in the ballot along with around 80 others, waiting for the luck of the draw, which for the task of leading off the general debate went the way of Education Minister Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, I would like to take the opportunity to congratulate the teachers, the principals, the kids and their families who have contributed to the highest NCEA results we have ever had. Now.
Education Minister Hekia Parata. The general debate was followed by a debate on government bills, starting with the taxation, brackets annual rates for 2016-17, closely held companies, and remedial matters, close brackets bill. In the name of the Minister of Revenue, Michael Woodhouse, I'm Tom Pruin, and this program is made with funding from Parliament.